Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Mem He, mitzvah 445, the Isser of eating a Bechor Tam Karban outside of Yerushalayim. Says the Torah in the next word that we're up to, in Perek Yud Beis Pasig Yud Zayin, Lo Suchal Le'echol B'Sharecha, you cannot eat in your own gates, meaning outside of Yerushalayim, Ma'asar D'Gancha, that meant Ma'aser Rishon of wheat, Visi Roshcha, Ma'aser Rishon of wine, V'Yitzarecha, Ma'aser Rishon of oil. Now we get to other items that you cannot eat outside of Yerushalayim, because the halacha is they can only be eaten inside with the mitzvahs asay. So what's the next word? Uvachoros Pikarcha. What is that referring to? Rashi says right here, Azhara Le'Kohanim. It's an azhara for the Kohanim not to eat a Bechor Tam outside of Yerushalayim. As we know, we learned back in Parshas Bo, the mitzvahs asei d'oraisa, to give a firstborn of one's kosher animal to the Kohen, said the Chinuch back in mitzvah Yurches, Lekadesh HaBechoros, Klomar, Sheyiyu Kol HaVlados HaNoladim BaRishona, any baby that comes out first, male, Klomar, Yotzei Rishon Merechem HaNakeva, first to his mother, Bein Ba'adam Bein BeBehema, HaZacharim Kodesh LaShem. The male ones are Kodesh. That's what it says. Kodesh li kol bachar peter kol recha mivrei Yisrael ba'adam uva behema. Lihu. In people and animals. There's a separate mitzvah, pidyon haben. But this is it, to be makdish at least. Vidafka behema. The heiner shor v'chesav o'eis. Avalo chaya. Doesn't apply to chaya. If somebody has a kosher chaya, that does not apply. But to behemas, which are potential karbanos, shor, kesav, and eis, that is this mitzvah's asay. We noted then that the mitzvah of sanctifying isn't really a mitzvah. It is, but it isn't. What does that mean? The carbon is sanctified anyway, automatically, even if I don't say anything. It's kadosh mirechem. It doesn't have any allowance for me unless I before it is born, I do something, which Beth Hashem will talk about. But it's automatic. But in that way, it's similar, the Gemara says, to Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos is also mekudesh ve'omed, but there's still a mitzvah of kiddush. What does that mean? So says, I think it was Shmuel, af al pi shekadosh ve'omed mitzvah l'hakdisho. There's a mitzvah to add my own personal element to this kedusha, and that's the mitzvah of kiddush b'choros, applying again to Adam and Behema, and the mitzvah of kiddush. We had that parallel then. So once I have this b'chor, if it is a tam, then it has to be offered as a karban. It's kashikalim. It has to be eaten by the kohen in Yerushalayim. There is an Isser D'oraisa to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. If it gets a mum, as we'll talk about soon, so then automatically it is no longer a karban. That's why this Isser only applies to a Bechor Tam. But, as we will see, it's something more than what Rashi says. Rashi says this Aveir is on the Kohen. A Kohen eating it outside of Yerushalayim. What about a Zar? So surely it's on the Zar. If a Kohen, who this animal is shayach to, cannot eat it in Yerushalayim, outside of Yerushalayim, so surely a Zohar, he's totally not connected to this animal, this karban. He has to give it to the Kohen. So let's see what the Chinuch says, and then we'll get into some of the details. Shelo yochal ha-Kohen b'chor tamim chus li-Yerushalayim. There is an issur d'oraisa of eating a b'chor tam, even though this might apply to other kadshei kalim. We'll see that in the next mitzvah B'ez Hashem that we do, or kadshei kadshim. But there's a specific aveira for eating bechor outside of Yerushalayim. Kamochein. But now the Chinuch says, but there's another element. Not just applying to a Kohen, it applies to others as well. V'kamochein shelo yachol zor min ha-bechor b'shum makom. A zor can't even eat from a bechor tam in Yerushalayim. It belongs to the Kohen. So the Isser is Bechor Tam being eaten where it cannot be eaten. So for a Kohen that applies outside of Yerushalayim, for a Zar that applies everywhere, even in Yerushalayim. But it's the same Isser, eating a Bechor Tam outside of where it's supposed to be eaten. Ki ha-mitzvah bo she-yochlu ha-kohanim mishorsi Hashem, because the mitzvah is for the Kohanim to eat it, those that serve God, menatam shekasavti, based on the reason that I wrote already in Parshas Bo, in Aseh Mitzvah Yurches. What did the Chinuch say there? So it's been a long time, a couple hundred mitzvahs later. So let's review. What did he say is the shorish of the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechoros there? Says the Chinuch back in Mitzvah Yurches, Sheratzra Hashem lezakoseinu, lasos mitzvah bereshis parenu. Hashem wanted to be mezake us in doing a mitzvah in the first of the offspring of our animals. L'man das ki akol shelo. Reason number one, idea number one behind this mitzvah is to realize that everything comes from Hashem. Ve'en lo la'adam davar ba'olam. Rak mashi yechalek lo Hashem yisparah b'chasadav. Everything that I have belongs to God. Right, this week's parsha, that's the message of Shemitah. Everything is Lashem. So I recognize that it's not because of my own work, Yekia Kapecha, but it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping me with my Ishtavus in order to get it. So the first thing I do, first thing I get, after I've been working with this animal for so long, I give it to Hashem. I give it to His servants. The Avin Zeh Beroso, and I'll understand this when I see. Ki achar sheyaga ha'adam kame yigios. After a person works very hard. V'tara kame trachim ba'olamo. And he's toreach. V'yigiel esman sha'asa pri. And it's time. Right now, I'm finally having a baby. I'm going to get enjoyment. The chavim olav. And the first are always very beloved to the person who worked hard. Miyad no tzor l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. I give that immediately to Hashem. Umitrokein. Rishusomi menu umachnisal rishus baru. I give it to God. So reason number one of Hakdash's Bechor is recognizing an old concept of Hashem. Number two is zecher to Ma'aseh Bechor, to Makas Bechoros. Lizkar anes hagadol. Sha'asal lanu Hashem yisbarach b'Bechor b'Yisrayim. Shahar gam v'silanu mi'adam. So, second element of all of this Bechor emphasis is to remember Makas Bechoros, the 10th Makkah. Good, but what do you see from there? That message is to give it to a Kohen, the servants of God, to recognize that everything comes from Hashem. Right, so too, that's what the chinuch refers to here. I have to make sure, and the Kohen has to eat it in the special place. He was chosen as a servant of God to eat it in the city of God. So it has to be there. And the Yisrael eating it anywhere would lose the message if he eats it. The alkol zenema, and that's what the pasuk says, lo sucha, back in the chinuch now, lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, uv'charos b'char b'char v'tzonecha, lashon sifri, uv'charos ze b'char, lo ba'akasav elo lazar sh'achal b'char, bein lefnei zrikas damim bein lachas zrika, sh'over b'lo sasei. If a zar, if a non-Kohen, eats from the b'char no matter when, they violate the sisa d'araisa. Ve'en ha'kavana sh'alo yomar ha'kasav zulasi inyan zeh. This medrash isn't telling me that this is the only halacha, mitzvah learned from this, that to apply to a zar. Aval yomar sh'zeo b'chlal ha'mais alav hazeh. It just means it's also included, as we formulated it a minute ago, in a more general form. Anyone who's eating this outside of where it should be eaten. So a czar anywhere and a kohen outside of Yerushalayim. They are both included in this iser. Skipping a line. Ushnei ho'en yonim tuluyim bebechar tamim. And they're both tuluyim bechar tam. There is a beautiful taz that we've mentioned a number of times whenever bechar comes up, but we should mention it again. And that is, the taz points out that there are three mitzvahs asei relating to bechar. Sanctifying the firstborn, right, that is either of a kosher animal or of a person, sanctifying. A mitzvah of pidyon haben, which is exchanging the kedusha, so to speak, of the boy onto the money, and the money goes to the kohen, and the boy is net nischalel. And number three, bechor of a donkey. As we know, at the end of Parshas Bo, the Torah tells us, a donkey is the only non-kosher animal whose offspring have a special status. The bechor also has to be exchanged for a sheep, and the sheep goes to the Kohen, and the chamor stays with the owner. If I decide not to do that, I have to kill this animal, right? V'arafto, special did of arifa. But the first, is a mitzvah say a pidyon peter chamor. So asks the Taz, quoting the Prisha, simple question in Yaradei Asim in Shinchav Aleph, why is it that only two out of these three mitzvos get brachos? By peter chamor, we don't do it that often, but if you would do it, you'd make a bracha. A pidyon peter chamor, right, before you exchange it with the sheep. Pidyon haben, there obviously is a bracha. Pidyon haben, there's a shechianu. But by kiddush b'choros, there's no bracha. Kiddush b'choros, right, when my firstborn son is born, there's no bracha. When the animal, the firstborn animal of a seh or a shor is born, no bracha. Why not? So, two suggestions. First, he quotes the Prisha. When I give it to the Kohen. No, fine, when it's born, I won't do it. When I give it to the Kohen, I should make the bracha. Or bepidyon petach hamor. Upidyon b'char adam, there is a mitzvah. V'tirates. So why is there only a bracha by two out of three? V'tirates. So the Prisha answers, de'ein mevarech el kishen nishar biyado, mimasha hayakodesh, v'nosein midi achrini tachtav. You only make a bracha where you're giving something that used to be kadosh, and something remains by you. So by the petach hamor, I give the sheep and I keep the donkey. So I keep something. By pidyon haben, I give the slime to the kohen, I keep my son. Right? So I keep something. By bechor behema, I don't do it. I give it to the kohen. That's it. I don't keep anything. So I don't keep anything. There's no bracha. That's what the Prisha says. Ask the Taz. I don't understand that. Why? Since when does a bracha have to have something that's left over by you? You're doing the same mitzvah. Why do you have to have something that remains by you or not? Why does that make a difference? So Vinir Ali says the Taz, no, beautiful. Says the Taz, and this is the yisod of the difference. De'ein shayach bracha el b'masha osa ha'adam mishalo al zemavarech. When do you make a bracha? When you're doing something. When you are accomplishing something, then you make a bracha. So by pinyon aben, I'm accomplishing something. The kedusha, the status is switched from my son to the money. I'm doing something. By Petra Chamor, the status is changed from the sheep to the Chamor. I'm doing something. But by Bechor Behema Tahora, right? My Shepsalah, my sheep, has a firstborn. And what happens? What do I have to do? I have to give it to the Kohen. Did I really do anything? I did nothing. It was automatically Kadosh when it came out, and it goes to the Kohen. So what did I do? I was the pipeline. I brought it from my animal. I didn't do anything. If I don't do anything, then there's no bracha. Bracha is Asher Kedushanu, but so is a Vitzivanu. You commanded us to do. So that's why here you're not doing anything. By the others, where you do something, Mavarach Shazachal Asos Mishalo, Ratzon Amakam Barachu, Masha Ein Kain Bibachor, Deme Olam Lohayel Yisrael Zachuspo. I never had a schus to it. Demisha Nolad, who be Gaza de Rachmana. It's a carbon when it's born. Fabi Kilo Nolam Osa Bachor, as if it wasn't mine, ever. Elakilu Nolad, the base Kohen, mi paraso. It's as if the Kohen's cow had the baby. De Rachmana, Zichalo Bakach, Kamosha Kazov, Kopeta Rechem Li. Unlike by Petar Chamar, where I'm doing something, Ubachar Adam, Shu Nosin Mamono, Baze, Alkeinu Mavarech Shapir, Kain Nire Li. That's what the Ta says in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph in Yaradeya. Okay, so that helps us also remember the three different mitzvahs of firstborns. Two out of three get a bracha because you're doing something, and one out of three does not get a bracha. Okay, we continue, noting that this Bechor Tam is one. What happens, this, right, the Chinuch already said, this is a mitzvah that applies to Bechor Tam. What happens if a Bechor gets a mum, gets a blemish? So then we know this is one of the only exceptions to the rule, that it's a carbon that becomes chulin automatically. Usually, we had a couple of days ago, we dealt with a mitzvah talking about psulei hamukdashin. Even if a carbon gets a mum, I have to redeem it. I have to pay the base of mikdash and redeem it. And even then, it might retain some halachas. I'm not allowed to do certain avoda to it and shear it. But here, Bechor gets a mum. It was automatically kadosh in the first place. It's automatically chulin. And the Kohen can do whatever he wants with it. He can give it to his neighbor, Yisrael, whatever he wants with it. It is no longer a karbon. Right? That's one of the only exceptions to the rule. That right when it gets a mum, it is given to the Kohen, it's the Monoshal Kohen. This is why there are Gemaras that talk about Kohanim being Chashudim. Why? Because a Kohen, I'm a Kohen, I live somewhere out away from Yerushalayim, so you're the neighbor, you bring me your Bechor, wonderful. I have to schlep up to Yerushalayim, you know what? If it's any type of carbon, I have to bring it to Yerushalayim, but you know what? Somehow it's going to get a mum, mysteriously. Look at that! It got a mum. I guess I could eat it for dinner tonight. Right? So the Kohanim are chashud about this. There's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Yud Dalid, Mi Naman al Talaf Mum B'Vachar. Who is Naman? About a mum. Right? It happened. There was a lion attack last night in my backyard. Right? Who's Naman to say that? Ha Kohanim chashudim la'adal mum b'vachar afilu imhu chacham v'yoshev v'yeshiva. Right? Even if he's a big time chacham. Right? If it's his own thing, he's not trustworthy. Im asa davar shenira kema'arim, if it appears like it could be a trick, kagon, shenasan lebachar sa'orim besal. What happened? You gave your animal some barley. Be'inyin shekshiyavo lachlam yifkam svato kiyose bazeh. Right? You put some barley in the basket for the animal to eat. It just so happens that this basket has sharp things coming out of it. So when the animal goes to eat the barley, oh, these sharp things are somehow going to prick him, and he will get a mum. Or the Gemara talks about in Beit Sadaf Chav Zayin, what happens? My Bechor, I love my Bechor. I want it to eat something. I'm going to send it into the pasture with the other animals in order to eat some grass. But unbeknownst to anybody else, I'm going to put a little cookie behind its ear. And in that way, the other animals are going to come nibbling on the cookie, and hopefully they'll nibble on the ear too, and create a bamum, and I'll have to eat this for dinner tonight instead of schlepping it up to Yerushalayim. So that is, number one, the Kohen is not believed about any of these mumin. You need other edim. But also, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. It's an Isser Daraisa. It's one of the few. We mentioned this when we discussed in Sefer Vayikra, the Isser of Matul Mumbakachim, but the the Gemara says in Beitza that this is an Isser Daraisa, even though it is Grama. Usually, Grama goes down. If it's an indirect, if I do something indirectly, it goes down from a Daraisa to a Darabanan. Or it's not Usser at all. Here's one of the examples where it's Usser, even I did Grama. Says the Gemara, Minayin shelo yigrom lo al yedei davar acher shelo yavi batseko dvela. I can't bring some dough. V'yaniach lo agabi ha'ozen. I put it behind the ear. Kedei sheyavo hakela v'yitlanus. The dog will come. So it says, Kalmum. So it sounds like it's an Isser Daraisa, even to do it in an indirect, even to do it in an indirect way. So that is an important discussion about Mumin, but that is the halacha. There is an important Rambam, a little difficult to know exactly which Gemara the Rambam gets this from. He might have had a different girsa. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, Matul Mumbakachim, he says as follows. Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. Hamatul Mumbakachim. If somebody makes a Mum in a carbon, on purpose, Kigon, Shesima Eino, I blinded an animal. Okata Yado, I chopped off its arm. Loke, I get Malkus. It says by a carbon. It says, sorry, I lost the place. It says, call mum lo yebo. Mipu ashmu alamdu, shazu as harish li dimbo mum. But says the Rambam continuing, ve'eno loke ella bizman shabes amigdash kayam. You only get malchus for putting a mum on an animal, a carbon, if you have a base amigdash. Shahari haya roy la carbon, because it's roy for a carbon. Upsalo, and you passled it. What would you expect the next line to be? But bizman hazeh, there's no isur daraisa. But what does the Rambam say? Avo bizmana ze, afa pisha avar belosa se, eino loke. So the Rambam has some type of compromise. That bizmana ze, even though we don't have a base at Migdash, you still violate this Isidaraisa. It's a little difficult. If it's an Isidaraisa, so why don't you get Malchus? And yet, if it's not an Isidaraisa, if it's bizmana ze, and the Isidaraisa is totally on the fact that you could bring it as a carbon, why is it Daraisa today at all? Either way, that's a difficult Rambam, Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin, in Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach. Let's continue though a little bit. Ve'ha'ubitam heyosa. I'm sorry. V'sham b'seder bo aparo kasafti mitzvah sabachar be'ezes mana be'ez amakam noheges. I already wrote earlier. When is this shayach? And we mentioned that bachar is a mitzvah that's shayach b'zman hazeh. If I have a shor or a seh or any animal, any kosher animal, behema, as we mentioned before, that has a firstborn, that animal is a karban b'zman hazeh. Automatically. So the Rambam said there's a machlok, there's a difference if I put a mum in it, but it has the status bizman hazeh. That is why the minhag is that we try not to have. We don't want karbanis walking around bizman hazeh, so we try to have, get out of it. How do you get out of it? It's the firstborn. So what we do is, to make shutfis with a guy, we sell a percentage of the mother to the non-Jew, so it's owned jointly, Jew and non-Jew, and that's, halacha mafurish in the Gemara, that's mafkia from the Kedusha of Bechor. If the non-Jew owns part of the mother animal, it's mafkia from the Kedushas. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. This is what we do. In Simin Shin Chaf, Siv Gimel, Shutfis Ovid Kochavim Poter, Shemhaya Ovid Kochavim Shutaf Bipara, Obi Ubar, or even in the fetus, Afilo Ayelo Echad Me'elef, even if he has 1/1000th of a percent, Harizeh Pater Mibachora. And that is what we do, Lamaisa. We always have, if an animal owner knows that his animal is about to have a firstborn, so then he arranges with the guy. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Aleph discusses this, and Tosas there discusses the two major places where Jews and non-Jews have interplay with Kenyanim. Obviously, Jews and non-Jews always sell each other items. But there are two areas in Halacha where we dafka, there's a major discussion in the Rishonim about it, because these are Kenyanim that have to happen. Number one, Mechiras Chametz, and number two, selling the mother of a Bechor. Or selling the Bechor. And Tosfos there discusses how whenever we have these types of kinyanim, where we have to cover ourselves because it's a mitzvah, it's preventing an aveira, it's preventing kedusha, we go overboard, we do every kinyan possible to make sure that the chametz is really sold, and to make sure that the Bechor is really sold. Because, you know, there are different Rishonim say there's different kinyan of work between Jew and non-Jew. So we do all of them. When we sell our chametz, we do meshicha, we do kesef, we do shaking hands, right, situmta, we do shtar, we do chatzer, we do everything. Because, you know, we want to make sure, according to every Rishon, we sold the chametz. So says Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Aleph. The same thing here by Bechor. Harotza lachosh ledivei Rabin Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, hamakna behema la'akum, lepocha mena bechora, tzarech shi'itin over kochavim kesef. You got to give him money. And the Obikachavim's got to pull the animal. And he has to make a chatzer, and be kind of a chatzer, and an agav. And he goes all the different kinyanim because he wants to make sure that it is sold. Okay, we continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, I already spoke about why it's eaten in Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of the Makom, Midini HaMitzvah, what types of Mumen Patzel, and who's allowed to eat it. I've already spoken about that. Last line, V'Kohen HaOver Al Zeh, V'Yochel Kezayis MiBachar Tamim Chusli Yerushalayim. If a Kohen violates and it eats any of the Bachar Tam, remember, Bamum, no longer Kadosh. But if he eats the Tam outside of Yerushalayim, a Kezayis worth, right, like Macholos Asuros, V'Chein Yisrael B'Kol Makom, and also a Yisrael, Azar anywhere, Chayiv Malkom. Then he gets Malkus in that case, because that is the Isser de Oraisa. There is a discussion the Menchas Chinuch had again back in Mitzvah Yudches about Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. The Chinuch there has a difficult line where the Chinuch says the Mitzvah of Bechor, Kiddush Bechoros, is in Eretz Yisrael de Oraisa and Rabbanon in Chutz La'aretz. That's what the Chinuch says. And the Mefarshim point out that's based on an old girsa of the Rambam. But even the Ramban had a different girsa in the Rambam, and the Menchas Chinuch, and all the Achronim wonder why the Chinuch is quoting an earlier one when he probably knew the other version, and why he and what the Lamdus is, besides what the source is. But that is the mitzvah of Kiddush Becharos, but the Isser, once there is a Bechar, we have today's mitzvah of not eating it outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll stop here.